The great Brett Favre joining us, Waddle and Sylvie with Yurko here. Hey, Brett, we're hoping that we've finally got the next Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers, our first real true stud franchise quarterback in Trubisky. What have you seen from him at all, and what advice would you give Mitchell Trubisky?
Well, he played well the other night. And of course, you can't put a lot of stock into playing well or not playing so well in the first preseason game. But I suppose if anything, if you had your pick, you would rather play well than not so well. But, I think he's got all the tools. I know the guy who coached him, Larry Fedora. He was here at Southern Miss. I thank a lot of Larry, and I thank a lot of his coaching style. And he speaks very highly of his quarterback. And so, it's all about the right situation, the right time, making the most of the opportunities. He's obviously going to get an opportunity. He can't do it alone. Had he gone to, say, New England and had to play right away, there's a chance he has more success there just because of the leadership that they have and that they have all the pieces in place. And that's not knocking Chicago at all. But there's a lot of uncertainties. But there's a lot of good young players. So, as Mike Holmgren used to say all the time, the worm will turn at some point. And so, it's at some point, and it could be this year, they will find their quarterback. They will find their team again. I think that he is he worthy of the pick that he was drafted at? Who am I to say? Only he can determine that. So I think he has all the tools. I think he physically can make all the throws. But I don't know the kid personally enough and have followed him well enough to make too many comparisons or whatever.